Is this on?
Did you get shocked?
I got electrocuted, not shocked. It is on. Can you hear me out there? How am I doing? This was written for clog dancers. You know what clog dancers are. I'd rather see than be one. I'll put it like that. It's really rough work being a clog dancer.
The tape in Mike.
It's fast.
Oh, this is the one on the tape. Oh. That's what happens when you get up and go on television too early in the morning. You have to race around. You don't get the format. Okay, Frankie and Johnny, written for clog dancers by Winos.
Friends, now that I've got this thing straight, I want to play for you one of my songs. I don't want to get shocked again. This is called El Caballo Blanco. I wrote this in 1952 when I was stationed in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. It sounds like some other Spanish songs a little bit. I'll admit that. You don't create anything, you just evolve it when you write a song. Why lie? I got the copyright on it, though, I'll tell you that. Well, shoot. Thank you, sir. I know it's a problem. I want to say one more thing. A gentleman from Vietnam is one of the top composers, not just there, but anywhere. And what a privilege it is to be around him and hear that song, Rain on the Leaves, one of the most moving works of music I've ever heard. I just want to mention that. Now I want to play El Caballo Blanco. I was playing this the other night where we work, and a lady came in and she was testing out her Spanish on me, and she wound up by calling me a peon. Thank you.
must have a grip of steel. I can't even move. Make Superman look like a sharecropper.
Pat and I gave a concert in Saratoga Springs, New York, about 8 months ago. And after the concert, a young man came up, 16 years old, and he said, "I've written a song that I would like you to sing. And I like it so much that I intend to record it. I think that if this is indicative of what 16-year-olds are thinking and concerning themselves with, then we don't have a thing to worry about. It's called With What Do You Concern Yourself, Young Man?" With what do you concern yourself, young man? With what do you concern yourself, young man? With the breath of fire in a lover's eyes, the wind, the rain, the sun in the skies, with the birth of a man and the death that he dies, and love. What are you laughing for, young man? What are you laughing for, young man? I laugh for the way the children run, the fields and the rivers in the noonday sun, for every song I sing, and a thousand things and love. What are you crying for, young man? What are you crying for, young man? I cry for the pain of a heart that's torn, for the tears of a woman when her child is born, and for the death of a man in the early morn, and love. What are you living for, young man? What are you living for, young man? I live for the smile on a lover's lips, the touch of summer to my fingertips, for every song I sing, a thousand things and love. When your life is done, young man? What will you be when your life is done, young man? I'll be one with the fire in the lover's eyes, the wind, the rain, the sun in the skies, with the birth of a man and the death that he dies and love. And love.
Raining. Again.
Over and over.
Floridians must be a hardy people to come out in this kind of weather and watch something like this. There's a song written by a railroad worker and a wife and family and a girlfriend. All three. I'm not going to say no more about it. It's a very basic old-time song I've been known all my life. It's called Rolling My Sweet Baby's Arms.
Work on the railroad, I'm gonna work on the farm. Lay around this shack, kill the mail, drink a glass, rolling my sweet baby's arm.
Rolling my sweet baby's arm. Rolling my sweet baby's arm. Lay around this shack, kill the mail, drink a glass, rolling my sweet baby's arm. Locked up in jail, you were walking
walk in the streets with another man. We're coming for my baby. Rolling the sweet baby's arm. Rolling the sweet baby's arm. Stand out of the shack till Mary Train comes back. Rolling our sweet baby's arm. From your door. If I had my life to live over, I'd never go there anymore. Once you're in my sweet baby's arms, rolling the sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the milk drink comes back. Rolling my sweet baby's arms. That whiskey will kill you. I don't believe it'll do you no harm. I'll get me a jug and I'll take me a slug. Rolling my sweet baby's arm. Rolling
my sweet baby's arm. Rolling my sweet baby's arm. They're out of the shack till the mail train comes back. Rolling my sweet baby's arm.
One time I was in Lexington, Nebraska, which is the alfalfa capital of the world. It's where they make the rabbit pellets. You know, rabbit feed. I'm in this band, and the band leader was a bass player and a union official in a place called Florence, Alabama. And so he says, one day he comes up to me and another guy who's a fiddle player in a rude community. He says, "Would you gentlemen care to accompany me to Florence, Alabama on union business Monday morning?" I said, "I'd be most tightly percolated too," I told him. And Pappy Hogue, this fiddle player, says, "I'll go too, for you are the boss, and a request from you is tantamount to a command." So here's what happened. We go down to the bus station to get our tickets, and we sit down. We've got 30 minutes of time to kill before the bus leaves. So we're standing around here, and so Walt Trumas, the bass player and union official band leader, our band leader, he goes up to the other end of the bus station, he's messing around, killing time. He's humming a little song, and he sees this machine. And printed upon the face of this machine was the following legend: "Your weight in the entire fortune, or complete fortune, 1 cent. So he gets on the machine, puts in a penny, and the card comes back, and the card almost scared him to death. He'd never seen anything like it in his life. And he comes rushing back to where me and old Pappy Hogue are sitting waiting. And here's what the card said. The card said, "Your name is Walt Shrum. You're 58 years old. You're 5'6" tall. You got brown eyes and brown hair. You weigh 162 pounds. You are a bass player and a union official and band leader, despite of having postnasal drip and no sense of rhythm. And you have on a yellow cowboy shirt and a string tie and a pair of jump boots." All right. Pappy Hogue said, "I don't believe a machine can do that to a man." This was in about 1952 when they really couldn't. But so Pappy says, "I'll go and get on it." Because he, you know, he thought they were making us look bad. It was a hoax or something. He was very uptight about looking like a hillbilly because he wasn't one. So were the rest of us. And we dressed like it. So he goes and gets on the machine and puts in his penny, and the card comes back. He comes back and shows me and Walt the card. The card said, "Your name is Pappy Hogue. You're 6 to 8 years old. You're 5'7" tall. You're 162 pounds. You have white hair and blue eyes. You're a rude comedian and a fiddle player. And you have on a yellow cowboy shirt and a string tie and a pair of jump boots. And you're with Walt Shrum, the bass player and official band leader, and Pat Webb, the young, hard, bopping guitar player. And you're all three on your way to Florence, Alabama on union business." "Okay," I said, "I'm getting sick of this. This looks bad for us. I'll tell you what we'll do. The machine hasn't seen me yet, so we'll go and we'll surround the machine in a little bitty tight circle. We'll run round and round until it's just a blur. Boom! All at once, I'll jump out of the circle and jump on the machine and insert my penny quickly, and thereby we'll be finding what's going on." So that's what we've done. We surround the machine in a little bitty tight circle. We're running round and round until it's just a blur. All at once, I jump out of the circle, jump on the machine, insert my penny quickly. And the card comes back, and the card says, "Your name is Pat Webb. You're 6 feet tall. You're 25 years old. You're 165 pounds. You got blue eyes and brown hair. And you're a guitar player, and you have on a yellow cowboy shirt and a string tie and a pair of jump boots. And you are with Walt Shrum, the bass player, union official, band leader, and Pappy Hogue, the rude comedian fiddler, and you've all three screwed around and missed your bus to Florence, Alabama." Thank you so much. Well, it takes a lot of guts to float something like that and let people see you. Thank you. We'd like to end our section of today's show. I think we'll be back tomorrow. We'd like to end this with a song called Soldier's Joy that we play a lot, and it's a square dance song. And I holler, clap your hands, I want you to clap your hands in tempo along with us. It'll help. But not before, because it's a mess.
You to buy out all the records. Their whole stock of records. They're going to be sitting right over here. And they'll have those records. Now, here comes our friend Cheryl Heaton. Yeah, aren't you? Huh? Yeah, where's your whiskers? Yeah.
He's on the program officially.
He just got a little wet paddling down the Suwannee River from Tallahassee, Florida. Go get your instrument while I make some important announcements here. We don't want anybody on the grounds to have any food left. We want them to have to stay up all night and wring chickens' necks and bog down the rice and the chicken in the chicken bog and with the dumplings. And then we want a lot of you to go over to the Woman's Club and help them eat up their chicken. You can sit down and on a nice dry seat at a nice dry table, and they'll be picking and singing over there too. That's free. You don't have to pay for that. Between now and the time it clears up at 7:30 for when we begin again. Now don't go anywhere, because we're gonna welcome the big band players led by Cheryl Heaton. Where's Cheryl? Well, he said he went out. Anybody got an announcement he wants to make? Let's give Pat and Charlotte another hand. They have to go back to Jacksonville because they make a living picking and singing. But they'll be back tomorrow afternoon, and we're going to show them that they'll get freckles in the hot sunshine that will be shining tomorrow. Anybody have a little announcement? You saw this good-looking sailor come in here? Let's give him a hand. He's on the program. He came the farthest. You got an instrument right there. Get it out real quick while we're waiting for Cheryl, won't it? Impromptu? Yeah, come on. Yellow shirt. I can't even think of your name right
now. Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox.
It's precipitation going. Make things kind of rough. Oops. Among other things. Now, I've been wanting to come down here for 3 years now. Since I came down in 63, I finally made it. I got leave. Yes. The chief give me some time off. I'll have to get this bridge fixed. You don't have an extra bridge stuck up your pants somewhere, Gerald?
No, but they're selling them.
I don't think I'm gonna make it. Let me get my guitar.
Okay. All right, Gerald, you ready?
Not
quite yet. Okay, well, get on the ball there. Okay, we think this is a good time for us to quit, so we'll say good night to you. Good afternoon until 7:30. Did you all have some supper? Good evening to all of you. You look mighty nice out there. We hope we look half as fine up here. We know, no matter how we look, we've got a wonderful program ready to go. And so, without more ado, we'll have a little folk picking and singing from a world-famous band, the Suwannee River Boys of Live Oak, with Johnny Bonds as their leader.
See why, because it's raining a little bit, but we don't mind the weather. That's what it takes to make things grow, so we might as well grow along with it. Hey, Cousin Thelma.
Hi, Cousin.
Didn't get to see you before you came out here tonight, but we're mighty happy to be here, and this is the 13th time that I've been here. I missed one time when I was married, and we're mighty happy to be here, and we'd like to right now, here's Johnny Bond. He's the man that's going to do the talking, and I'll do the question. Thank you very much, Leroy. It's good to be here over here this afternoon. And here's Leroy, his old road. We've had it about how long?
40 years.
40 years with a little bit of John Henry. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't see the car. You see down to the left side. I had one of those on the fence, too. But Cousin Selma says we can't bring anything electric over here except an electric light. So we just have to go along with it. We enjoy playing it. We use it on the radio every Saturday at 1:30. WNER, Michael. We're on every Saturday. If you folks listening around or driving through, we'd like for you to give us a listen because we enjoy playing music and we hope we've got a lot of listeners. We've been on there about Johnny and I all together, the other boys, not quite as JM and Johnny. We've been on there about 15 years now on the local station and we really enjoy playing. So right now, we're going to bring this band up here. This is Earl Chalker. He's the only, I think, out of state boy here, I believe, from Alabama. And this is one that kind of goes along with it, and we hope you enjoy it. It's one called Find Your Mother. Tell you that this violin he's playing is an unusual violin because I've got a little history of it. That violin is made by hand. It was made with a pocket knife and some sandpaper. No kidding. That is a homemade violin, and the only thing that's bought on it is the.
No,
there's
a good man.
Of course, here. The rest of it was made by hand by a 70-year-old man in Fayette, Alabama, Mr. John Webster. He was 70 years old. And he made it about 15 years ago. And he's the father of Mrs. J.H. Langston, Michael. And we're indebted for letting us use it tonight. And it is a wonderful violin, or fiddle, we call it.
And we'll have a good crowd.
Now we're going to see how raggedy we can do it with Raggedy Ann, J.M.
Thank you.
entire program is ever complete unless we do a spiritual, and I don't know of anything that goes along better. And the one that we've selected for tonight is a real old one. And we hope you enjoy it. And Bill Dees from Live Oak, Florida is going to sing this one, and Earl's going to help him out on the chorus. And we know you'll enjoy it. We hope you do. I know Cousin Thelma will. It's an old-time spiritual call. Move up a little closer.
Oh, how will I do remember back in old Camden? I'd linger in the shadows behind a stable fire. I just couldn't hear the preacher barely hear the yell to pray. One night I heard a still smaller voice say,
move up a little closer.
Something like there. With our last selection for tonight, we hope you've enjoyed our little program, and we hope we've got the program started off for you tonight to forget the dampness. And here's one that we need to dry off this dampness. J.M.'s going to play Fire in the Mountain.
Thank you.
than with the Suwannee River boys. Give them another hand. All right, let's welcome our Buffalo Medicine Lodge Troop Number 4 from Tampa. Give them a great big hand with their ceremonial Indian dances.
Can I take that a minute,
Cousin Thelma? Yeah. Oh, I reckon I'll allow you to.
Thank you so much. By golly, that sure is a tough act to follow. Those Suwannee River boys sure did dry things up around. I hope I don't turn it around the other way. We're going to start off with the Apache Crown Dance. And the Apache Crown Dance is a mountain spirit dance. It's still performed on the Apache Reservation in Arizona and New Mexico during the womanhood rites or the coming out ceremony of the Apache girls. The mountain spirits have been called forth to distract the evil spirits so that the young maidens will be unharmed. The portion of the ceremony that we present for you now depicts the third night when the mountain spirits dance around a small wiki-up in which the young maidens are hidden. This is a very humorous dance, and your attention is particularly directed to the antics of the two clown dancers. Drummers.
A folk festival without the Palmacea Peewees. This year, under the direction of Clifford Randolph. Clifford, would you like to say a word there?
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here and participate in our folk festival. And I'm sorry the regular director, Major Carter, couldn't be here, but it's been very long.